I have the legend, I guess. I'm notorious. I guess I'm notorious because every school I attended has since closed. I went to St. Mary's Grade School, which is now closed. I went to Archbishop Bryan High School, which is now closed, and not only closed, but demolished, and is going to be a new Omaha Public School secondary high school sometime in the near future. And then I went to Duchenne Academy. No, I didn't. I went to Duchenne College, which closed, I think, in 1968 or 69. I'm not too certain of when the college closed. But so I have that. When I was growing up, we walked every place we went, or we took the bus, or we took our bikes. And so because I lived in a South Omaha community, you had to be home for dinner at 5:30, and you could tell that by the blowing of the whistles at the packing plants. They would blow one at 5, one at 5:25, and then one 5 minutes later at 5:30. So you really need to start wherever it was you were at the 5 o'clock whistle so you could get home in time for dinner. We spent a lot of time at the library. You'd get books on a Saturday because it was a nickel to drive the bus. The South Omaha Library, and then on Monday after school, there would be a bookmobile, which was this wonderful van that was full of books, so you could take your books back and get new ones for Saturday. So that was pretty cool. And in the summer, mostly, I swam. I swam on a competitive swim team for Morton Park, which was part of Omaha Parks and Recreation. And I swam for them when I was 8, 9, 10, and 11. Then I developed swimmer's ear, and it was no longer an option to swim in the swimming pools. Libraries were our Friday night entertainment because they would have travelogues. And so we would go to the library, which was open until 8 o'clock at night, and then we would walk home. Depending upon how adventuresome we were, oftentimes through the tops of the catwalks at the Livestock Exchange. And then as we walked down 36th Street, we would just peel off and make our merry way home. So for all intents and purposes, it was a pretty idyllic childhood. I don't remember a great deal of trauma. I do remember... it seemed to come to a screeching halt when Charles Starkweather and his maybe captive, maybe girlfriend, Carol Ann Fugate, went on a murder rage. And I can remember my dad always had hunting guns, but we never saw them. There was a gun by the front door. So I remember eating dinner and seeing the gun by the front door and thinking, this is not going well. So, I just grew up playing outside.
Yeah.
So, will that work for you?
I think that'll work. And, Ellen, can you just remind us kind of when you were growing up in Omaha? Was this the 1960s? Or?
Oh, God, no. No. Don't I wish. No. This was the 1950s. I was born in 1945, and... So, when I was a sophomore in high school, John Kennedy was elected, and we were all so happy because he was the first Catholic president. And then when I was a freshman in college, he was assassinated, and it was equally as grim.
Yes.
So, that's my time frame.
All right. Well, thank you so much, and